Goose. Goosey.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass. Okay, this is Chris 200 back again. I hope that works for me. Anyway, I was talking about this job opportunity that's been out there for a while, and I've been eagerly awaiting a phone call for an interview. And I went ahead and called them. It's been almost a month. It's been a month, actually. I think I sent my stuff in on the 18th. And I gave them a call to find out what was going on. It looks like they're still in the whatever process they're in. And, I was told that within next week or 10 days is, there's an opportunity there to possibly get a call for an interview. So that's good. I also got another call. Well, I've been commiserating about that opportunity. I don't know how well it's going to turn out, that opportunity, if it pays worth a shit or not. I don't know. I got a call from another company yesterday, and I've been trying to get a hold of that gal. I haven't been able to get a hold of her. So, I don't know. That was for a senior engineer position, whatever that's worth. I don't know, but guess we'll have to find out. Like, motor assist is there in the median trying to change a tire on a van or something that ran into the median. Other than that, I've got Cesar and Chico the man working on my house, doing some siding business, and hoping that gets done here shortly. They anticipated being done yesterday. That was a few days ago, but they didn't realize that that was what was going on. So they think they'll either get done tomorrow or Sunday. I said, just take your time, boys. Don't get in a hurry. Do it right, because I don't want to have to call your asses back. And anyway. Looking forward to having that done. See you this weekend. It's an off weekend for the football team, so I won't be going to any football games. There's going to be a football game on TV. The Huskers are going to be on TV, I guess, at 2:30. Not sure if we're going to have band practice or not on Saturday afternoon. Half tempted to go to church and jam with those folks in the morning on Saturday at 9 o'clock. I don't know what my wife would do if I did that. But, I don't know. I might try that. I've been wanting to do that. I haven't been too interested in burning a Saturday morning. I usually like to make breakfast and kind of watch a little PBS, drink some coffee. That reminds me, maybe I'll have to stop at the store on the way into town so I can get some coffee. Ran out of my favorite coffee. It's a Costa Rican blend of some sort from Pears Coffee. I don't know what the website would be for Pears Coffee. They're part of Herman's Nut House out of Omaha. If you search for Herman's Nut House or Pears Coffee in Omaha and Google or whatever your favorite search engine is, more than likely it'll come up. It's a Costa Rican taptarunzi or something like that. I don't know those fancy-ass words. That's what's been going on last weekend. It's been almost 10 days. No, it hasn't. been over a week. I think the last one I did was on the 19th, and it's the 16th, so that would be 7 days. That makes sense. Well, last weekend, we had a ball game. We had, what did we have in the morning? Did we have a wedding? No. Boy, I was just tired, and we were busy out doing errands, I think is what it was. So, anyway, we did that. And well, I'm holding up a bunch of traffic, and you know what? I really don't give a damn. These trucks are either going fast or they're going too slow. You know, this depression thing has kind of been crazy. And they just can't win on some things here. One of the things I've found is that if I can break away and, geez, play guitar or do whatever for about an hour, do something that's actually kind of fun, I feel a lot better the next day, and the work is actually a little bit more manageable, and I'm a little bit easier to deal with. Problem is, my wife gets all bent out of shape and pissy about it. Takes it out on me, so then I get pissy too, so I don't know what to do about that. I don't know. Found something that kind of cheers me up a little bit, but then gets me in trouble. I guess it could be worse. It could be sex or drugs. Or it's only rock and roll. Only rock and roll, folks. Only rock and roll. Yeah, I got into rock and roll when I was, 15, 14 years old, something like that. Yeah, asshole. Stay in your lane. And, thought I could improve my sex and drugs with a little bit of the rock and roll. Neither the sex or the drugs came along. So there goes to show you, rock and roll isn't necessarily the key to that. Who said it that they got into rock and roll for the chicks? I think it was Lennon. John Lennon said that. For some folks it works out, for others it doesn't. Now, hell, look what he ended up with there in the end. Yoko Ono, the beard bush bitch. Got that voice! Oh my god, that man had to be deaf. Did she think he was deaf? How else could he understand what the hell she was saying? Every time I think of Yoko Ono, I think of her with those goofy ski goggle glasses on. What the hell is that all about? And then the second thing that pops into my head is her nude on some album cover or video or something like that. Not the most beautiful woman in the world. I don't know. And the next thing that pops into my head is, man, you know, that's got to probably stink. Two in the pink, one in the stink. I think we just went by exit 420 there. Get it back up to 70. Doggone it, I forgot the Atkins diet recipe I had. Supposed to show you how to do your Atkins carb diet crap, whatever, induction, shock your system bullshit. I don't think it'll work. I've been having a little problem with soda intake lately. And, today I had 5 24 ounces. For those of you in the audience, that's right around 125 ounces. Minus 5 ounces, so 120 ounces. Does that make sense? 24 times 5? 20 ounces. Another jerk off passing me on the right. Alright, I'll get right. So, I guess, you know, that's about it. I don't know a whole lot more. My coworker's been stinking lately. I don't know if it has to do with her low-carb diet or what, but she just is stinky. I don't know. Just stinky. I don't know if she's not showering, or if she's on the rag, or if she's, I don't know, burning protein versus fat in her body, and that's making her stink. There's a certain smell you get from people that burn protein. But I've never had that problem. Oh, bad. Well, I think I'm going to cut it short here and probably not cut it short, but actually just cut it here and see y'all later. And I hope you guys have a good weekend. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this up online or not this weekend. Maybe I'll have to wait till Monday. So, see you then.